İşte Cumhurbaşkanımız Recep Tayyip Erdoğan.
To cheering crowds, President Erdogan opens a new railway link across Istanbul, promising it will ease the city's chronic traffic problems.
Günde ise 1 milyon 700 bin yolcu taşıyacak.
This line will be able to transport the same amount of passengers as 100,000 cars. Istanbul's 10 districts will have the opportunity to use this line. It will relieve Istanbul's traffic in an important way.
Istanbul is Erdogan's home and his political power base ever since he won the mayorship back in 1994, which was a springboard to him going on to dominate Turkish politics. Erdogan has never lost an election, a success he uses to silence critics who accuse him of authoritarianism. Political scientist Cengiz Aktar says Erdogan cannot afford to lose this month's local elections.
Winning the elections constitute the unique, the sole source of legitimacy for this regime. So therefore, it's very important for the regime, but it's definitely a challenge. Turkey is in stagflation. It is a recession with inflation. And this is why the regime is so nervous.
Bizim için büyük işler yapmak.
Adverts for Erdogan's AK party saturate the airwaves, listing the achievements of the party. With mainstream media in the iron grip of Erdogan's supporters, it would be easy to forget that there were other parties contesting the polls. So far during the campaign, the state broadcaster devoted 53 hours to the ruling AKP, compared with just 7 hours for other parties. But there appears to be only one thing on people's minds: inflation. This woman shopper says everything is so expensive. Food is expensive. She's speaking to the main opposition, CHP Party's candidate for Istanbul, Ekrem İmamoğlu. He's touring the city's main marketplaces. With food inflation running at over 30%, İmamoğlu is focusing on growing discontent over rising prices. A message that is being received well among those listening, like this market trader.
I don't understand the prices. One day there is this price, and the next day another price. I can't understand how these prices come about. The sales are affected.
This trader sings potatoes and onions will send Erdogan away. Small-time traders traditionally are the backbone of support of the ruling AKP. In Istanbul, opinion polls indicate the main opposition for the first time in decades poses a real electoral threat. However, there are still many people who remain loyal to Erdogan.
The president of our country is going to bring some reductions in food prices, and this will make the people content. Hopefully things will keep going well like they have done under his rule. He has always looked after us and he always will. We have to trust and believe in him.
Bugün Türkiye'nin her tarafına uçakla seyahat etmek mümkün.
Every night the relentless bombardment on TV continues of support for Erdogan's ruling AK party. The AKP, with its deep financial pockets and the resources of the Turkish state at its disposal, has considerable advantages. But opinion polls indicate the opposition is set to win many key cities, including the capital, Ankara. While in Turkey's Kurdish southeast, the main pro-Kurdish parties, despite being labeled as terrorist supporters, with many of its members jailed, is also expected to inflict more electoral pain on Erdogan. However, political scientist Aktar warns, given the importance of the polls, the Turkish president may not be ready to relinquish power.
These are far from being free and fair elections. Erdogan has announced very clearly that, as far as the Kurdish municipalities are concerned, if the HDP or the DBP, you know, the other Kurdish party, if their candidates win any municipality, he is ready to kick them out and replace them by caretakers. And he can do it to anyone.
Using presidential decrees, Erdogan has already removed over 80 elected mayors of pro-Kurdish parties, accusing them of providing support for insurgents fighting the Turkish state. Prosecutors already are investigating the main opposition candidate in Ankara, who appears poised to win a major victory. All sides are now warning the stakes could not be higher in these local polls. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.